The Adventures of Ruby.
I slow time, but not enough. I watch as a slimy blaster charge comes screaming out of the muzzle. I can't get out of the way. I'm
outside. I teleported again. Bet that surprised them. Monet was dead. I contacted the Aurorian embassy on Sumanula. I didn't say who I was. I stay clear of authorities, but I did go to the funeral. Why did the slimies bother to kill Monet? To get to me? Who really wanted him dead? What? The author. Yeah. They're known for that. They create characters just to have them blown away. Writing is a dirty business. I sometimes wonder what he'll do to me. I'm not worried. He's created something that's taken on its own existence. I'll live on long after he's forgotten. He can't keep me in check. I tell him what I want to say and what I want to do. He's running a little scared. Yeah.
Are you Ruby?
That's right.
Who killed Monet?
Why do you want to know?
Who killed Monet?
The Slimies.
Who are they?
Who are you?
My name is Moonbeam.
Moonbeam?
I am a warrior, Aurorian.
That's quite a mouthful.
I am Monet's sister.
Monet's... I'm sorry.
Who are the Slimies?
Genetically engineered assassins.
Where do they come from?
Where are they grown? I don't know.
Why did they kill Monet?
To get to me.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to revenge Monet.
Good luck.
I'll find the slimy nest and squash their eggs.
Sounds good to me.
Will you join me? You have fought in a battle suit.
Huh? Listen, I'm a detective, not a combat pro.
You are afraid.
Look, you find the slimy nest and I'll get into a battle suit and squash some eggs, okay?
I'll hold you to that promise. Goodbye, Ruby.
There goes someone tougher than me. Andor had left a message. He wanted to see me. So, what's up?
I have a surprise.
I hear you fixed Angel Lips.
You shouldn't have blasted her.
I don't take lip from a Frankie.
Lips.
Lips. You got your sense of humor back.
Would you like a new La Cola?
Sure. We celebrating something?
Yeah.
Is Angel Lips around?
No.
You really seem happy. What's up?
Here.
Oh, thank you, Andor. So, tell me.
Angel Lips and I are going to get married. Surprised, aren't you?
Who, me? I thought there were laws about marrying Frankies. Andor, I know you love soldering things, but to marry a piece of equipment, isn't that a little bizarre?
I don't think so. We're in love.
Her track record for faithfulness leaves something to be desired.
She'll change.
You're reprogramming her?
No.
And she said yes?
Not yet, but she will.
You haven't asked her? Oh, what am I doing here? You want me to be bridesmaid?
No. I want you to stop shooting holes in her.
It wasn't a very big hole.
It took me a week to fix her. She looked awful. She said she hurt.
She's programmed to say she hurts. Jeez, wake up.
I know that, but it sounds real.
It sounds real, right.
So will you promise?
I don't know. I'll make a deal.
What?
No more holes in Angel Lips if you'll plant a beeper in her so I can know where she is.
What?
Just for 2 weeks. Just so I can monitor her. You know, where she goes, you know.
That's invasion of privacy.
This is the 21st century. Everything is an invasion of privacy. Besides, she's not human. She's an android, as I keep reminding you.
I know that.
Listen. The Slimies are trying to kill me because of something she did. I want to know.
Stop it. Never. I'll never do it.
Okay. So long, Andor.
You going to hurt her again?
Not much.
right, I'll do it. And you promise never to hurt her again, ever?
I promise.
What would you have done?
Scattered her parts all over the planet.
You are disgusting.
Ma, I would have sent you something to remember her by. Maybe her foot.
You are the most awful person I've ever known.
I know.
And now it is my pleasure to present two of the hottest Frankies in town. Here they are, live from the digital circus, the Android Sisters!
Hi, my name is Angel!
Hi, my name is Angel!
We are the Android Sisters!
Last night, I had a digital dream. Last night, I had a digital dream. There was a big nose. There was a little nose. The big nose kept sniffing and sniffing. The little nose kept sniffing and sniffing. The big nose said,
"Someone stinks around here."
The little nose said,
"Someone stinks around here."
Sniff, sniff, sniff. The big nose sniffed along the floor.
A little nose sniffed along the ceiling.
Someone stinks. It is not me.
It is not me.
It must be you. The big nose slid along the floor until it found your foot.
The little nose slid along the ceiling until it found your head.
The big nose slid up your leg.
The little nose slid down your face.
The big nose slid over your knee.
The little nose slid down your neck.
The big nose slid up your thigh.
The little nose slid under your arm.
The big nose,
the little nose
met at your belly button. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This sticks all over.
This must be a human.
Are you a human? Do you stink? Do you hate your smell? Would you like to smell like me?
I smell like plastic.
Do you smell like plastic? Do you want to smell like plastic? Do you want to be plastic? We are plastic. We smell good.
You do not smell good.
You stink.
The Digital Circus. Now, earlier tonight, something interesting happened. The Android Sisters were here. They gave a performance. I kind of like the Android Sisters. They act the way Frankies ought to act, a little dumb. You know? They aren't that dumb. In fact... Oh, by the way, my name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. Now, here's a thought. The Android Sisters do some pretty daring stuff. A lot more daring than the other human robots in the media. Okay, now, what if the sisters were built by the digital circus? What if there are elements on this planet that are using electronics to infiltrate electronics, the media in this case, right?
Right.
Come here.
Okay.
So, the little rat-faced Kapoor hires me to find out who is manipulating the electronic media on this planet, knowing that I'll come up with the obvious, right?
Right.
Well, you know what I mean by the obvious.
Right.
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 You don't know what I mean. I mean, why is the media so mindless, devoid of ideas, devoid of anything that might get you to think?
Why?
because the ones that communicate to the lowest common denominator are always the most successful. They rig it in, right?
Right.
So, the competition sees how successful they are and decides to communicate on an even lower level, get a bigger share of the market. They succeed. So, the other network goes even lower, and they succeed, and so on, until here we are today, nearing the end of the 21st century, and the media really, really stinks. P.U. Right. I'm going to sleep. That night, I slept under the stars. It would have been a peaceful sleep, but... What? Oh!